I think people have seen a lot of photos from the Maldives of blue ocean, but when you are in the country, in the capital, it's quite different. Climate change is a big challenge in the Maldives. Gender inequality is another issue.
Give us examples of how UNDP works with the Maldives.
Well, first, when I say climate change or vulnerability to climate change, it's all about water. Either they have too much water because of the intense weather and intense rain, or because there's no water. The dry season is longer. So they have to harvest water, rainwater. They have to also use groundwater better so that during the rainy season they capture the water, and then during dry season they use it in a more sustainable manner. Coastal erosion is another issue. So UNDP is working with the communities to put the protection system on the ground. At the same time, people have to change their living style. So we're working with the community to come up with the community-based disaster risk management plans.
Could you tell us a little about the work that you're doing on the issue of gender equality?
Mm-hmm. So the Maldives is doing actually quite well on gender when you look at the aggregated data. The countries attained gender parity in primary and secondary enrollment, and the number of Maldivian women attending the university is at par with men. But when you look at the political decision-making level, there's only 6% of women in both national and local parliaments. UNDP is working closely with women's organization, also election commission, to encourage the future female political leaders.
And Ms. Noda, I believe you're coming up to the end of your first year as resident coordinator in the Maldives. Have there been any experiences or anything, any major events that have happened that have touched you in any way, or any reflections that you would like to share?
Yes, the country is very, very beautiful and very dynamic. It's a young democracy that is still trying to struggle to find their own formula of democracy. I'm very optimistic for the future of the Maldives, and I feel very fortunate to be in the country.